朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
套用大军的话，在我低沉的声音中掺了一丝沙哑，不是为了球赛加油，是刚才说要大声唱，尽情唱。
I came up here to greet you. I started losing my voice because I was singing very loudly when we were worshiping.
虽然我今天要讲两堂半但是我还是尽量唱，所以声音沙哑。
I had to speak for 2.5 sermons today, but I still gave it all I got to worship the Lord.
我想在这么伟大的神，他亲自的同在中，你没有办法不向他赞美哈。
And in the presence of such a mighty God, we could but praise Him, right?
刚才最后唱的副歌，中文说求用我一生。
The last song that we sang, the refrain, the Chinese says, "Lord, use the rest of my life."
然后英文的翻译是说 "I give you my life."
And the English translation says, "Oh Jesus, I give you my life."
我们要能够被神使用的话，我们需要先把自己献给他。
And for us to be able to be used by the Lord, the first thing we must do is offer ourselves to Him.
神从来不强迫我们的。
The Lord will never force us.
但是一个人能够被宇宙的主宰、万王之王来使用，这是一个最大的价值。
And the greatest worth is for someone that can be used by the author of the universe and the King of Kings.
你看，你买一个篮球三五十块美金顶多了。
And you buy a basketball maybe $30 to $40.
它的价值本身大概就是二三十块钱。
And it's worth about $20 or $30, right?
但是在 NBA 冠军赛玩的时候 ，Mike Jordan 签字，整个 team 签完字以后送给你，他可能就值一两百万。
And after the championship, maybe Michael Jordan would sign his name on the ball, then maybe a couple of million dollars, right?
因为当美国全垒打王破纪录的那个棒球，那个垒球就值$200,000。
And the World Series ball that that took the home run, when that was signed, that was worth about $2 million.
所以东西的价值常常不在它本身，而是被谁来拥有它。
But the worth of the object is not in itself. Oftentimes, it's related to who is using it.
所以当神可以来使用我们。Wow, what a privilege.
So if God can use us, what a privilege that is.
但是神喜欢用我们。
And God delights in using us.
所以不要害怕把自己献给神。
So do not be afraid in offering ourselves to the Lord.
你不要想说献给他完了完了以后他一定会折磨我。
Do not think that if I offer myself to God, then I'm undone because I'm doomed. He's going to bring me harm.
穆迪说没有一个爸爸妈妈当他孩子说爸爸我从今天以后一定要听你的话要做个乖宝宝。然后他爸爸会说好这是你自己送上门来的。
No child needs to worry when he says, Dad, from this day forward, I'm going to listen to everything that you want me to do. And he's not going to expect his father to say, you're asking for it, right?
所以就开始折磨他。
And so his dad was to begin to make his life very difficult.
所以不要怕把自己献给神。
So do not be afraid in giving yourself to God.
然后也不要不好意思把自己献给神。
Do not be shy in giving yourself to God.
因为你一定会觉得，哎呀，主，我献过好几次，但是都收回来了。
And maybe you thought, Lord, I gave you myself so many times, and then I took it back.
我刚刚才说为你死都可以，结果我就三次否认你。
And then I just said, Lord, I'm willing to even die for you, and then I would deny you for 3 times.
我跟你说好，我们的神是明察秋毫，知道万有，但是他又很容易被我们骗。
And our God is a God who knows everything, but oftentimes, seemingly, He can be deceived by us.
当然不会被我们骗，他都知道我们的。
Of course, He can't be deceived. He knows it all.
但是他悦纳我们每一次真心的奉献。
But He's willing to accept the true offerings of our hearts every time.
虽然我们不够认识自己，我们以为自己的奉献是完全的。
Though we don't know ourselves very well, we thought that our offering is complete.
虽然我们以为我们的奉献是真实的
，A lot of time we think that our offerings are real.
但是我们的经历都告诉我们，它不够真实，不够完全。
But our experiences tell us that they are not real enough, that they are not complete enough.
但是神从来不会轻看、藐视我们对他所有的奉献。
But our God has never despised the offerings that we give to Him.
今天要我要讲今年这个人物系列。 最后的两个人了。
And we're coming to the last two people that I'm going to talk about on this topic. Who are they? Who are these people?
因为旧约讲太多了，总要讲一点新约的。
And we talked about a lot of Old Testament characters. We want to talk about some characters in the New Testament.
新约保罗我已经讲过了。
And we talked about Paul already.
今天要讲的施洗约翰。
And today we're going to look at the life of John the Baptist.
一个终身活着为耶稣的施洗约翰。
A person who spent his entire life living for Jesus.
我相信我们做很多事情都有目的的。
I think a lot of times we have a purpose when we do something.
你要开车的时候，人家问你说你要到哪里去，你一定会说我要去哪里。
And when you get in the car, you begin driving. Somebody asks you, "Where are you going?" You know exactly where you're going.
可能是上班，是上学，是 shopping， 是打球。你总有一个目的的。
To work, to school, to shop, or to play ball, you have a purpose. You know where you're going.
你在飞机场，人家问你要去哪里，你总是有一个 destination， 你总是要有个目的的。
When you're in the airport, somebody stops and asks you, "What is your destination?" You know where you're going.
甚至你晚上要出去吃饭，人家问你要去哪里吃，你总有一个目标的。
And even somebody asks you, "Where are you going to go to have a dinner?" And you know what restaurant you're going to go to, right?
但是很稀奇的就是，当人Stop 我们 问你说你整个人生的目标是什么的时候，很多的时候我们答不出来。
But amazingly is that when somebody stops us and asks us, what is the purpose and the goal for your life? And we are stunned, we don't have an answer.
从前有一个人很有钱。
And this one time there was a person who was very, very rich.
然后他就在乡下买了一个别墅。
So in the countryside, he bought a mansion.
别墅盖好的时候，他就在百忙中抽空去那边度个假休息。
And so when the mansion was actually finished and completed, and in the midst of his busyness, from time to time, he would go and take a vacation.
有一天他出来散步的时候。
So one day when he was out just going for a walk,
他就看到一个农夫在田里面插秧。
And he saw a farmer in the field planting the young.
他插的动作非常快，非常老练，而且插的非常整齐。
And he was very quick, and he was very skillful, and everything was very neat and orderly.
他就很惊讶，他怎么可能插的这么整齐，这么有效率？
And he was very amazed at the fact that he could produce something or plant something that's very orderly.
所以等到那个农夫休息的时候，来到树下。
And when the farmer came to a rest, he came down in the shades of a tree.
他就问他说：“你是怎么做的这么好？”
So this man asked the farmer, "How is it that you're able to do it so well?"
那个农夫也很有意思，他是很好的老师哈。
So this farmer, he was a great teacher, and he was very humorous as well.
Okay, he's very humorous. 他没有教他好，他没有先教他，他就教给他，他说你自己先试试看。
He didn't teach him how to do it. He gave it to him. He says, "You do it."
所以他就下去插了。
So this rich man went down to start plant.
插完的时候歪来歪去，乱七八糟，惨不忍睹。
And afterwards, he steps back to look at it, and it's just horrible. It's a horrible job.
所以他就更佩服这个农夫怎么可能做得这么好。
So he was even more amazed at how well this farmer was able to plant.
所以他就很谦卑地向他求教，说你教我怎么样子插。
So very humbly, this man asked the farmer, "Can you please teach me how did you do it?"
农夫说，我插的时候，我就 always 看着一个目标，然后我这样对着。
And he says, "As I'm planting, my eyes are always set on one constant goal, and I plan accordingly."
So he said, "You want to try it again?"
He asked the young man or the rich man, "Do you want to try it again?"
So he jumped into the field and tried it again.
So he jumped into the field and tried it again.
This time, 插完的时候没有这样子歪来歪去，歪来歪去啊。
And this time is not as bad as the first time.
但是还是一条 curve， 好像个抛物线一样。
But you discover that his planting was actually curved.
So he 回来的时候，他又问这个农夫，他说：“为什么？”我会变成这样子。
And so he came back, he asked the farmer once again, "How is it? What happened?"
农夫就问他说，你是用哪一个做你的目标？
So the farmer asked him, "Which one was your aim or your target, your marker?"
他说，就是那个草场上站在那边吃草的那条牛啊。
He said, "It's that ox that is eating all the way over there on the field."
农夫说，你不能够找一个移动的目标，你要找一个 fixed goal, 一个固定的目标才行的。
So the farmer says, "You need to find a fixed target, not something that is moving all the time."
弟兄姊妹，在我们的人生里面，如果我们没有一个很清楚、固定而且有永恒价值的目标的话
，Brothers, within us there is not a clear goal or target that lasts unto eternity.
我们照着自己的意思在这里耕种，看起来很殷勤。
We plan according to our own desires and our own wills. It may look like we're very diligent.
我们可能真的是一个很负责、很殷勤工作的人。
It may seem like we're very responsible, we're very diligent in working.
但是一个残忍的事实就是，我们会发现我们的人生也充满了混乱。
But the cruelty of the reality is that we discover chaos in our lives.
因为我们没有一个清楚的目标。
Because we do not have a clear goal.
我们没有一个固定的目标。
We do not have a fixed marker.
甚至我们没有一个有永恒价值的目标。
And oftentimes we do not have an eternal, a lasting marker.
今天我们要讲的是一个终身为着耶稣而活着的 施洗约翰。
And today we want to come and look at John the Baptist, who spent his entire life living for Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这个人比耶稣还年轻就死掉了，就殉道了。
This man died at a younger age than Jesus.
他等于是耶稣的 cousin， 他的表哥。
He was Jesus's cousin.
他比耶稣大半岁。
He was six months older than Jesus.
但是当耶稣要出来的时候，他先出来为耶稣铺路。
But before Jesus came out into his ministry, he proceeded before the Lord to prepare the way.
等到耶稣出来的时候，他就被洗礼完斩头了。
And as soon as Jesus came forth.In his ministries, then he was beheaded by Herod.
所以这个人最多只活得三十岁到三十一岁。
So this man probably lived his 30s or 31st.
能不能让我问一下，我们在座三十一岁以下的，请你举手。
Those of you who are younger than 31 years old, can you please raise your hand?
这么多啊，恭喜你们哈。
Quite a bit. Congratulations.
恭喜你们可以比约翰更早殉道哈。
And you could be martyrs sooner than John.
你们还有机会。
You still have opportunities.
我现在殉道的话，我已经比约翰输了好多年了。
And if I am martyred for the Lord now, I fall short of how early John was martyred for the Lord.
其实我只是幽默化就是了。
And I'm being a little humorous here.
我们只要利用每一个的现在来爱耶稣，都是最有价值的人。
But if we use every one of our now moments to love Jesus, then it is of worth and of value.
他生下来，圣经就预言他是为着耶稣。
When he was born, the prophecy was spoken concerning him that he was born for Jesus.
他死是为了耶稣死的。
And he will die for Jesus.
而在他短暂的这三十年里面。
And the short span of these 30 years.
等一下我们就会看到他整个的一生，他就是只有一件事，他为着耶稣。
We'll discover that his entire life he had but one purpose, that is for Jesus.
活着为耶稣，原谅我说并不难啊。
And living for Jesus, forgive me for saying this, it's not hard.
因为我们很多的时候都立过心愿说主我愿意活着为你。
Because a lot of time we have made the determination and the will to say, Lord, I want to live for you.
困难是困难在终身活着为耶稣。
The difficulty is that all the days of our lives that we will live for Jesus.
曾经许过心愿说耶稣我愿意活着为你的请举手。
Those of who have offered themselves and say, Lord, I want to live for you, raise your hands.
是不差不多都举手了对不对
There's almost everybody in this room, right?
对，但是问题就在于我们常常觉得我们的心愿不能够持久。
The problem is that oftentimes we discover that our will and our desires, they cannot be prolonged.
你叫豹跟车子来比赛啊。
You tell a cheetah and a car to have a race.
谁会赢
?Who's gonna win?
谁会赢觉得豹会赢的请举手。
Those of you who feel the cheetah is gonna win, can you raise your hand?
OK, 好。那觉得车子会赢的请举手。
What about those of you who think the car is gonna win?
OK.那刚才觉得豹会赢的是可能你车子太烂了是吧
those of you who think
可能只是放达或 Toyota 不是 BMW 不是 Benz
If you think the cheetah is going to win maybe because you drive a lousy car right
对的确可能刚开始的时候豹赢它因为我们车子、老半天才 speed up
yeah maybe right at the start right the acceleration the cheetah would take would win because our car is a little slow in taking off
但是过了三分钟过了五分钟过了十分钟过了一个钟头你说谁赢
But after 3-5 minutes, an hour, who's going to win the race?
觉得还是豹赢的请举手
Those of you who still think the leper is going to win, raise your hand.
还是这样啊
Oh my goodness.
Herman, 为什么告诉我为什么
Herman?
我正要讲哈我说他的车子半路死了我现在是
Way to go, Herman.
因为你车子太烂了开不了一个钟头。
You don't have enough gas, your car is indeed terrible.
弟兄姊妹你知道所有的天然力量就是我上次讲的笑话能力有限公司。
And all of our natural ability is power limited.
你再多的爱再多的这个心愿再多的殷勤再多的努力有一天你会发现都不行。
No matter how much of your own love, your own desire, your own abilities and power, you find that it comes to an end.
所以你发现施洗约翰他不光从小他爸爸妈妈把他献给还没生就把他献给神。
You discover in the life of John the Baptist that before he was even born, his parents had offered him up to the Lord.
而且他整个的一生他真的就是把自己分别出来为着主而活着。
And so for his entire life, heconsecrated himself and lived for Jesus.
在圣经里面有一种人叫做拿细耳人。
And there's a particular type of people, a group of people, that's called the Nazarite.
而是在神把利未人从以色列中分别出来来代替以色列人来侍奉神的时候。
And so when the Levites, they were separated out of the people of Israel, that they would represent the people to serve God.
那利未人中间呢只有祭司家能够真正的进到圣所里面。
And of the tribe of Levi, only those who are the descendants of of the house of the priesthood can enter into the temple to serve.
而只有大祭司可以一年一次来到神的面前。
And of all the priests, there's only but one high priest that can enter into holies of holies once a year to serve.
所以以色列人只能够围绕着圣那个会幕来过生活。
So the people of God can only surround the tabernacle as they live their days.
只有这班人是特别的人。
But only this group of people, they are special.
但是神却为爱他的人开了一个门哈。
But God did open the door for those who diligently loved him.
让那些爱他的人也可以有机会起来满足神来侍奉神。
So those who love the Lord, they can also rise up to serve God and to satisfy God.
而且你发现利未人是要能够来侍奉神，他25岁要开始出来被训练。
As for a Levi to be able to serve the Lord, he needs to begin his training at the age of 25.
所以我们接服事被训练是理所当然的。
As for when we receive services here at church and we're trained for it, it is more than reasonable.
30岁开始尽职。
So at 30 years of age, they began the service.
50岁要退下来，把你人生最精华的献给神。
And at your 50 years, when you turn 50 years of age, then you retire from that service. The best days of your life is given to the Lord.
但是拿细尔人条例却没有任何的限制。
But the requirement for a Nazarite, there is no limitations.
你任何支派的人都可以。
And it could come from any tribe of Israel.
任何年纪的人都可以。
It could come from any age group.
而且不管是男的是女的都可以。
Whether it's male or female,
不管你身体上有没有残疾都可以。
Whether you have any physical ailment or diseases, it doesn't matter.
因为当祭司是不能有残疾的。
Because as a priest, you cannot have any physical ailment when you serve the Lord.
所以你发现神的心其实是为着所有的百姓。
So you discover the heart of God is for the entire people.
让我们愿意可以把自己分别出来归给神来满足神。
That everyone would have the opportunity to consecrate themselves, to give themselves to God and satisfy.
但是很稀奇的就是在以色列的历史上整个旧约历史上拉希尔人非常非常的少。
But amazingly, then through the history of Israel, we can see that there are there are very few Nazarites that are recorded in the scripture.
甚至阿摩斯说当有人愿意当拉希尔人的时候，别人就来嘲笑他。
And even the book of Amos tells us that there are those who rise up and they want to be a Nazarite, and yet people would mock and laugh at them.
一听说他有心愿做拉希尔人，就拿酒给他喝，要破坏他。
And anybody who hears someone wants to be a Nazarite, they would taunt him or tease him and give him wine to destroy.
在这里我们看见施洗约翰不光爸爸妈妈愿意终身把他献给神当作拿细尔人。
So we see here John the Baptist, not only his parents wanted to offer his life entirely to God.
而且在约翰的本身他一生就是在主的面前过着非常清苦简单的生活。
But John himself lived a very simple life before the Lord.
所以我们看路加福音第一章十五节我的纲要上都有。
And your outline, Luke chapter 1 verse 15.
在这里预言说有一天他在主的面前要为大淡酒浓酒都不喝这就是拿细尔人。
And he says he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, he shall neither drink strong or weak wine.
他为了主愿意放下世上的享受和快乐。
And for the Lord, he will lay aside all the enjoyment of this world.
他不仅仅在主的面前有分别自己归给神的心愿。
Not only does he personally have a desire to separate himself to offer unto the Lord.
他在他的身上要有分别自己的记号。
And in his own person, there are markings that sets him apart.
就是他留长发不能够剃发。
And he has long hair that cannot be shaven.
而且他在这里过分别自己的生活。
And he lived a life that separated himself away from the world.
所以心愿记号和生活。
And so, his desire, the desires, the way he lived,
and the
marking that he possessed.
弟兄姊妹，然后底下我们就看他的生活。马太福音简单提了一下。
And Matthew tells us very briefly about who John was.
在第三章第四节，约翰。身穿骆驼毛的衣服，腰束皮带，吃的是蝗虫野蜜，等等等。
John chapter 3 verse 4 through 6.
可能年轻人说，哇 ，that's cool， 穿皮衣哈。
And he said, man, it's pretty cool that he's always wearing a leather jacket.
可以吃蝗虫，吃野蜜。
And he's got his food, his locusts and wild honey.
弟兄姊妹，你是说到这个人就一直过着一个清淡的生活。
It speaks of the fact that this person lived a very simple life.
当然，我们去以色列的时候，导游告诉我们这里所说的蝗虫，是植物中的一种果子哈。
And when we went to Israel and we went on a tour, the tour guide tells us that the locust that is mentioned here is actually a particular fruit.
不管它的长相有点像蝗虫，黑黑细细长长的。
And it's long and skinny and dark. It kind of looks like locust.
而且这个果子的名字。 这个原文的名字 跟这个蝗虫的名字只差一个 character， 所以他们认为说是这个应该是指植物来说的。
So the original name of this particular fruit was only missing in one character within the Hebrew alphabet.
但是不管这个是不是真的。
So they thought that it's mentioning a particular fruit. But whether this is true or not.
至少这个人离开了 civilized 的一个 living environment， 好，一个很现代的生活，他到旷野去过生活。
But you see very clearly this person was willing to set himself apart from a very civilized environment and live in the wilderness, a very simple life.
他心里面整个的心智就是愿意为主而活。
He had but one desire, as to live for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，不要以为这件事情是容易的。
Brothers, do not think that this is something that is easy.
当施洗约翰出来，进他的 ministry， 出来服事的时候。
And when John the Baptist came out and began his ministry.
圣经上告诉我们，他为神家预备何用的百姓，对不对
？Scriptures tells us that he's been preparing vessels for the use in God's house.
他不光自己爱神。
Not only did he personally love God.
他为神家预备了一般爱神的人。
He prepared a group of people in the house of God that will love the Lord.
所以当主耶稣出现的时候
，So when Jesus came out，
施洗约翰在那里喊着说：“看哪，神的羔羊。
”And John says, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
这一喊不得了哈
！And this outcry was amazing.
他花了这么多功夫培养出来的得意门生跟着耶稣去了。
And all the disciples that he's cultivated all these days, all of a sudden went and followed Jesus.
他们离开了约翰，跑去跟耶稣去了。
They forsook John and they went after Jesus.
这是我等一下要讲的。
I'm going to talk about more detail later.
但是当他的门徒起来跟耶稣的时候
，But when his disciples rose up to follow Jesus.
而且这两个几乎是施洗约翰的门徒里面最好的两个。
And these two are
一个就是写约翰福音的约翰。
One is Andrew, the other one is the author of the Gospel of John. John.
真的是爱主的高材生。
And these two are excellent scholars when it compares to loving the Lord.
所以当他们起来一跟耶稣的时候
，So when they wrote,
记不记得
？Do you remember?
What do you want? 你要什么？你们
What do you want?
你们来跟我，你们要什么
？You want to follow me? What is it that you want?
好，弟兄姊妹，因为施洗约翰实在是一个好老师
，Because John the Baptist was indeed a great teacher.
他真的是一个终生活着为耶稣的人。
He lived all his life for the Lord.
所以当耶稣回头考他两个门徒的时候
，So when Jesus turned around and quizzed his two disciples,
两个门徒马上就问说：“夫子，你要在哪里住
？”And these two disciples asked immediately, "Lord, where are you staying?"
耶稣说：“你们来看。
”And the Lord says, "Come and see."
你觉得耶稣是住在豪宅里面吗
？Do you think the Lord lived in a mansion？
耶稣是住在那个 Beach View， Ocean View 的那个别墅里面吗
？Do you think he lived on an ocean front view？
圣经上告诉我们说，天上的飞鸟有窝，地上的狐狸有洞，但是人子却没有镇守的地方。
The Scripture tells that the birds have nests, the fox have their holes, yet the Son of Man has no place to rest his head。
但是他们看了就跟着耶稣。
And they came and they saw where he stayed and they followed him.
弟兄姊妹，如果不爱主的话，是走不下这一步的。
Brothers and sisters, if they do not love the Lord, they could not have taken that step.
今天所有蒙召的人，如果没有看见耶稣的话，是跨不出来的。
Those who are called by the Lord, if they did not see the Lord, they cannot take that step in following him.
不要说现在的物质生活物价越来越贵，在 Silicon Valley 更是可怕。
Not to say that the material world that we live in, everything is becoming more and more expensive, particularly in Silicon Valley.
你就算跟别人一比的话，你都知道这是一条辛苦的路。
And just comparing it anyone, you'll realize that this is a difficult way.
他们不仅仅问了对的问题。
Not only did they ask the right question.
他们在乎耶稣往哪里去，你要在哪里。
They do care about Jesus. Where are you going? Where are you staying?
他们有了不起的回应。
And they had a wonderful response.
看着耶稣过这么苦的生活，还要跟耶稣。
And they saw Jesus live such a difficult life, yet they still followed him.
弟兄姊妹，施洗约翰是经得起看的人。
John the Baptist can be observed.
而且他整个的。一生就是活着为耶稣，带领别人活着为耶稣。
His entire life was lived for Jesus, and he led others to follow him to live for Jesus.
圣经上告诉我们，他具有以利亚的心智和能力。
And the scripture tells us that he has the strength, the power, and spirit of Elijah.
所以我们看我们的讲义的第五点。
And we look at the fifth point of your outline.
圣经上不光在这里预言说这个人来的时候将要发生的事。
And the scripture tells us of the things that would happen when this man comes.
圣经上也在这里记载他来了之后他真正所活出来的样子。
And the scripture also describes how he's going to live his life.
路加福音7:26-28，这是主耶稣自己给他的评价。
Luke chapter 7 verse 26-28 is Jesus' evaluation of John the Baptist.
他说：“我告诉你们，他比先知大多了。”
And so Jesus says, "I say to you, he is greater. He is more than a prophet."
耶稣又在说：“我告诉你们，凡妇人所生的，没有一个大过约翰的。”
And Jesus said again, "I say to you, among those born of women, there is none greater than John the Baptist."
我想问大家哈。
And I want to ask everybody.
啊，因为我们最近连续两三次跑到这个百灵园去看墓地，那要看我母亲，包括岳父。
These recently we went to the graveside to visit my mom and my father-in-law.
啊，所以其实后天又是我母亲过去一整年了哈，他那个墓碑每一个人都有写不同的话。
And everybody has some words that are left on in remembrance of those who passed.
如果你的墓碑
，if it was your gravesite，
是这一句话，而且是耶稣写的，不是你自己写的。
And is indeed these words, and it's not that you've written them down, but Jesus wrote it for you.
凡妇人所生的，没有一个。
Among those born of women, there is none greater than you.
你就晓得这个人的价值了。
Then you know your worth.
我曾经说过，我一个认识的一个弟兄梦到自己给自己写墓碑哈。
And I met a brother who once had a dream that he carved on his own headstone.
他写的是在这里躺着一个尽心尽心爱主的人。
And he wrote down, "Here lies a person who diligently loved the Lord." Wholeheartedly.
Yeah, 他才想完，圣灵就责备他。
And after he wrote it, the Holy Spirit rebuked him.
帮他加了两个字。
And added two more words.
在这里躺着一个有心、尽心、尽心爱主的人。
Here lies a person who had the desire to love the Lord diligently with all his heart.
所以他醒来的时候才发现自己在神的眼中只是有心，根本还不配称为一个尽心爱主的人。
And when he woke up from his dream, he realized that.In the sight of his Lord, he's but a person who only had a desire to love the Lord with all his life.
不管你自己相不相信
Whether you believe it or not,
在我们这一生结束的时候，神都会给我们这一生做评价。
At the conclusion of this life, God will have a remark for each and every one of us.
这个评价是我们这一生整个人生的果效。
This remark is the reflection of the fruit of the labor of this entire life.
在神眼中的价值
The worth within the eyes of the Lord.
也影响了我们在永世里面
And it will have tremendous influence in eternity to come.
我们在神面前的情形
And our conditions before God.
所以弟兄姊妹在这里主给他一个最好的评价
So brother and sister, the Lord has given John a wonderful remark.
然后路加福音第一章十四节到十七节
And Luke chapter 1 verse 14 through 17.
这是今天很重要的经文我们一起来读关于施洗约翰的记载
It's a very important scripture, let's read it together.
说到 你必欢喜快乐这是对他父亲说的有许多人因他出世也必喜乐在这里我们看到第一件事情对不起然后我们继续读好了他在主的面前将要为大好在这里我们先看他整个这一生他的果效他所带来的影响力
And let's look at the influence and the fruit that he's brought forth from his life just from this very first verse
在这里我们看见三件事情第一个他的出生要叫父母亲喜乐而且得到安慰
And we see that the scripture says that at his coming forth there will be joy and gladness
我不光对年轻人讲对我们在座所有的人讲
And not just for the young people but everyone who's sitting here
如果问我们这个问题我们的这一生能够叫生我们的父母得安慰喜乐吗
And can we cause our parentsTo have joy and gladness because of our existence.
我想我们每一个人都回答这个问题。
And let's everybody try to respond to this question.
到底在父母的眼中，我们是叫他得安慰、得喜乐吗
？Then in the sight of our parents, do we truly bring them joy and bring them gladness and comfort?
第二件事情，他说有许多人因他出世也必喜乐。
And it says that many will also rejoice at his birth.
那也是我们要问的问题。
And this is also the question that we ought to ask.
到底有多少人因为我的存在而蒙福而喜乐
How many people in this world are truly blessed because of my existence?
不光是过去
Not just in time past.
包括是现在
But now.
有多少人会非常喜乐看到你
How many people will rejoice when they see you?
有多少人会因为你生活的方式你生活的价值而从你身上得到祝福
How many people will be blessed because the way you live and the values by which you live
第三件事情他在主的面前要伟大说到在主的面前活得很有价值
And thirdly the scripture says that he will be great in the sight of the Lord speaking of the fact that the way he lives of great value before God
这是先知对于约翰要出生前对他的预言
And these are the words of the prophet concerning John the Baptist before he was even born
讲到这一个人在地上将要带来的影响
And the influence that he will bring forth at his coming.
十六节开始讲到他在地上，他的 ministry， 他真正要做的事工。
And then verse 16 begins to talk about the ministry that he will be engaged in.
他之所以能够做到这些事，因为他里面带着以利亚的心智和能力。
The reason why he could do what he could do is because he has the spirit and the power of Elijah.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。